This is VSiN at the Track, the road to Kentucky Derby. Now here's your hosts, Patrick Maher and Aaron Halterman.
Okay, you love to see it. The group chat at VSiN Live on YouTube is already bumping as we welcome you in. VSiN at the Track, the road to the Kentucky Derby. I'm Patrick Maher alongside Aaron Halterman. I'll be sitting in for Mike Somich today. Somich will be back. But let me just say this. This is your home for everything you need to know for May 3rd. Kentucky Derby right around the corner. Of course, we got the prep races right now. And if you can't get wrapped up, and this is for you, Halterman, if you can't get wrapped up into this Derby trail, I've got nothing for you. The 151st running of the Kentucky Derby is going to be explosive. Now, I'm obsessed with the sport. You're an expert. Somich is an expert. That's what makes Racing Dudes and the collision with VSiN so exciting for us, as with ExpressBet and the whole crew, we're going to be able to stream these races live. But as a super fan of horse racing, this is as excited as I've been in a long time.
You're the hype man. I love it, dude. What an intro and what a week for you to be on. I know, you know, we don't have Mike Somich this week, but this is a great week for Patrick to be on because it is so exciting. And we've already got people saying how excited they are for the weekend. I am as well. The Arkansas Derby, where Bob Baffert tries to take a big step towards back to the Kentucky Derby. Of course, he hasn't been in there in 3 years. He's going to be back this weekend with a horse named Cornucopian. We'll talk about. You've got Sovereignty at Gulfstream Park in the Florida Derby. A lot to be excited about, Patrick. A huge show for us here, so I can't wait to get going.
And Sovereignty on my top five list, which we'll get into. We have Aaron's top five right now as far as Kentucky Derby contenders, my top five, and Somich from Costa Rica, my man, has sent his top five in as well. Remember, VSiN at the Track streams live on Fridays at 2:15 Eastern and on the VSiN YouTube channel, which is, of course, right now where you can find us in the chat, and then replays on VSiN proper Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern. As I mentioned, you can post your comments and questions in the live YouTube channel at VSiN Live, and we'll do our best throughout the program to respond. Shout to Matt Deutsch. Shout to Isaiah Wrinkle and the crew back in Vegas. Let's get to it. Let's start with the race recaps because we had some good ones last weekend. And we'll start with the Louisiana Derby. The Tis the Law Colt, Tiztastic, the winner, earns a bid to the Kentucky Derby. Overall, Louisiana Derby, what's your take here, Aaron?
Yeah, let's just shout out Tiz the Law, number one. That's that. What a horse he was. But I'm afraid Tiztastic is not quite like Tiz the Law, although I do think he is an improving colt. Of course, trained by Steve Asmussen, who has more wins than anybody in the history of this game. He is the all-time leading trainer as far as win goes in horse racing. But Tiztastic is a horse that is getting better. I think the best thing you could say about him, he ran his best race when going longer. The Louisiana Derby was 1 3/16. That's the longest Kentucky Derby prep race out there. That's also the same distance as the Preakness. Now, the Derby obviously is 1 1/4, so a little bit longer there. But you have to give Tiztastic credit. He got better in this race. He made improvements. He ran strong down the stretch, and he galloped away from them pretty good, a little over 2 lengths. Now, the flip side of it is, from an analytical standpoint, this is still a horse that didn't get a very high speed figure, you know, kind of in the middle of the pack right now. So we still need more improvement from him in the Kentucky Derby. But if he gets a fast pace in the Kentucky Derby, like he did in the Louisiana Derby, I do think he can be a factor. He might be a horse that could get third or fourth. I don't know about a winner, but I do think this horse is trending in the right direction. I'm probably, you know, pending what happens in the next 2 weeks, thinking this horse might be used for a bottom of a trifecta or a superfecta in third or fourth.
Nah, toss the horse. And by the way, you and Somich are Steve Asmussen stans because he is the all-time winningest trainer. He's got the flow. We'll talk about flow with the Silver Fox and Baffert being back here in just a bit on VSiN at the Track. Asmussen, as far as I'm concerned, has never won a Kentucky Derby.
That's right. Yes, he hasn't, and it would be such a big, big deal for him to get it, especially after the heartbreak of Rich Strike, Patrick. You and I were standing right there on the rail when Rich Strike, at 80-1 odds, passed Steve Asmussen's Epicenter. Epicenter ended up being the three-year-old of the year that year. He was the best three-year-old in trading that year. But Rich Strike on that day was able to beat Epicenter. That's the biggest heartbreak for Asmussen yet. He's still without it. It's the only race he hasn't been able to conquer that's a major race in the United States. So can he get it with Tiztastic again? Probably not. But I do think this horse is at least getting better at the right time.
You know what? You just reminded me. On the chat right now, at VEASAN Live, I want your best memories of being at the Kentucky Derby, because if you've never been to Churchill Downs, for me, it was almost, I would say, a religious experience. And my first time was going when we were sitting right there on the rail. And when Rich Strike, now all of you remember, Rich Strike crossed the finish line first. Everybody turned to everybody there at the rail, even trainers, people in the know, and said, "Who is that horse? What is this horse? What just happened?" It turned everything upside down.
It was insane. I'll never forget the look on your face, because you were just like, if you guys don't know who it is, and I sure as heck don't know who it is. We thought it was the two horse. Do you remember this? Because the horse was number 21. He was not in the gate until a scratch happened and he got in. And we were like, the number two horse, I'll never forget, his name was Happy Jack. And I was like, well, that's insane that Happy Jack just won this race. And then he kind of gets by us. We were a little past the wire. He kind of gets by us. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. As insane as Happy Jack would have been, that's Rich Strike, the 21 horse. That horse is 80-1. What just happened? I'll never forget the looks off all of our faces. Samich was with us too. Jared was with us. And we were all just like, what happened here? What is this? You know?
Yeah, I was 20 beers deep, but I can still say that I was gobsmacked when we found out it was 80-1 there on Rich Strike. That's what makes the Kentucky Derby so special. So tiz-tastic, a great breakdown from Halterman there. Let's transition to the Jeff Ruby Stakes from last weekend, a grade three at Turfway. Now, this does have some history. Remember, Animal Kingdom 2011 won the Kentucky Derby. So this is a prep race that has provided talent in the past. Final Gambit, the winner there, pulled away a 3.5 length win.
I like Final Gambit as a horse that's getting better. I like him as a horse to maybe look for in the summer. I don't really like him for the Kentucky Derby, though. I think it's a little bit too much too soon for him. But you're right. This race has kind of been a little bit underrated the last 3 or 4 years even. You mentioned Animal Kingdom, and that is a major standout. But Rich Strike did prep in this race. He didn't win the race, oddly enough. He didn't even, I think he was third or fourth, I can't remember, in this race, but he was like a non-factor. He did go on to win the Kentucky Derby, obviously, after that. A horse named Two Phils won this race, ran second in the Kentucky Derby in his next start. And then Seize the Gray, he hit the board in this race last year, finishing third. He went on to win the Pat Day Mile and then the Preakness. So it's odd how it's kind of, if it isn't for the Derby, it's other races as well that it's kind of produced. So, but again, Final Gambit to me, he's on the outside looking in as far as somebody I'm interested in betting. But I will say, and I'll pause and say this, he's getting better. He showed he can run on the synthetic surface. So he's got options now. Maybe you could try the turf with him, things like that again. So he's got a little bit of upside. I just don't know that the Kentucky Derby is where you're going to want to see him run.
Yeah, and Final Gambit, Aaron, trained by Brad Cox, who is one of the superstars amongst trainers here in 2025 in horse racing. I'm looking at the rest. Win, place, show in the Jeff Ruby Stakes. Flying Mohawk and Maximum Promise. Maximum Promise train by Kenny McPeak, who had a great run last year. Anything from those two horses?
Not really. You know, Maximum Promise is a horse I've unfortunately had to break up with, Patrick. I bet too much money on the horse, and he hasn't ran very well. So don't have a lot of interest in him. He kind of did what he does every time, run up, hit the board. Just not a lot of interest past the winners of either one of these races last week. They didn't produce quite what we wanted. They weren't bad, but they weren't like a superstar producing race, at least as far as their next start goes on the first Saturday in May.
And they punched their ticket, of course, Final Gambit, Jeff Ruby, and we talked about Tiz-tastic and the Louisiana Derby. So they get 100 points, so they do punch their tickets to the Kentucky Derby. That's a great point to start, and then we'll come back and we'll get to our top five as far as Kentucky Derby contenders. We'll look ahead to the Louisiana Derby, to the Arkansas Derby, which I think you're going to be live in person, and of course the Florida Derby coming up in a little bit here on VEASAN at the Tracks. But what are you looking for? Tell bettors what to look for in these prep races for horses as they start to build towards the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. And I think the big thing you want to look at is how a horse is finishing that last 16th of a mile. Or if you're not familiar with where the poles are on a racetrack, half the like the last half of the stretch. So when they get midway down the stretch, watch how they finish from that point onto the wire, because they're stretching out in distance further than they've ever been in that last Kentucky Derby prep race. Usually you're going from a mile and a 16th to a mile and an eighth, or a mile to a mile and an eighth. And that will make a huge difference when a horse stretches out to that distance of a mile and an eighth, or with the Louisiana Derby, the mile and 3/16. It makes a big difference. So you want to look for horses that are finishing strong, heading for home, heading for that wire. That's the big thing to look at, because the big question mark that we all have going to the Kentucky Derby is, can the horse that I like run a mile and a quarter? It's the longest he's ever ran, or she has ever ran, in their lives. So that's the thing you want to look at when you're looking at these prep races. How are they running that last 16th or that last half of the stretch? Do they have energy, and do we think they can go longer when they have to do it again, you know, on Kentucky Derby day?
It's a great answer. Shoddy in the chat, excited for this weekend, as am I, as is Aaron. He's going to be at the Arkansas Derby, Florida Derby as well coming up. Shoddy, better boss, giddy up indeed, as we're just getting started. VEASAN at the track, Aaron Halterman, I'm Patrick Maher. Mike Somich did send his top five in, so maybe we can clown a little bit. Again, if you're at YouTube at VEASAN Live, give us a thumbs up, give us a subscription. We want to get this out to as many horse bettors and horse racing fans as possible. When we return, we've got our top five. My top five is obviously the best top five, and Somich will put him third, so win, play, show, and then we'll put Aaron two. But an exciting time of the year. Again, this is going to be an explosive Kentucky Derby. It's 151. It is pure Americana, people, and this year a field that could be an all-timer. We continue. VEASAN at the track right here. Road to the Kentucky Derby. It's VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
Kentucky Derby, right here on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VEASAN at the track, the road to the Kentucky Derby, and we should say shout out to Steve Cohen, who's a huge Ponies fan, and Bill AD for making this happen, because this is about as exciting as it gets, because horse racing can be very secular, and they don't generally allow new people into the sport. So what we've done here, Aaron and Mike Somich get a ton of credit as well, with the live streaming and ExpressBet's help. This is very exciting as we get closer and closer to the Kentucky Derby.
It's freaking awesome. I mean, and we talked about it a little bit last week, Patrick, that this crop of horses right now, they seem to be further along than last year. Last year's crop was really good in the summer and in the fall, but when it was Derby season, it was just kind of, they had question marks. But right now, when you look at this crop, they look further advanced, and they look like we're going to have a more exciting Triple Crown. Now, what does that mean for the summer? I don't know yet. We'll see what happens. Sometimes they peak a little too early, but as of right now, we've got exciting horses to talk about for the first time in a couple of years, where we have a bunch of exciting horses to talk about.
VEASAN at the track streams live on Fridays, which is right now, of course, 2:15 on the East Coast, 11:15 my time, West Coast, on VEASAN's YouTube channel. That's at VEASAN Live. Subscribe, thumbs up, and then replays Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern on VEASAN proper, which is exciting as well. You can post your comments right now live in the chat at VEASAN Live. We'll answer what we can. Let's get to our top five horses, and we're going to start with Aaron Halterman and his handsome face. We'll start at the bottom there. Now, again, this list is subject to change as, of course, the prep races come up this weekend and beyond. But let's go ahead and throw Aaron's top five Kentucky Derby horses up right now. And we'll start with Cole Battle at five.
Yeah, Cole Battle at number five. And this is a horse that just wins races. I mean, he's won three Kentucky Derby prep races. That's tied with Citizen Bull for the most that has been won by a horse so far. And look, I think with Cole Battle, the thing you look at, he's a great story. He's owned by a very small outfit, very small trainer, as far as he doesn't have a lot of horses, a jockey that is not a national name. But you just got to win races sometimes, right? And that's what Cole Battle can do. And like I said, he's going to run this weekend. We'll talk about and preview him more. But I love the consistency from Cole Battle.
Okay, number four, Cornucopian on your list here, Aaron.
This is the wild card of the whole thing. He has just one race under his belt. It was a 6 furlong. That's 3/4 of a mile if you don't know furlongs, but that is a 6 furlong race, a maiden special weight debut race at Oaklawn Park. Now, why do I have him at number four off one race? He ran the fastest 6 furlong time for a 3-year-old maiden special weight in the history of Oaklawn Park, Patrick.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's fast.
No, it is fast, and it's 6 furlongs, yeah. So a bit of a sprint. But I've got Cornucopia, and I'll get to it on my list as well. Is this a horse you can see stretching out?
It's a 50-50 proposition. The horses buy into Mischief, which is a horse that he's not really known for going all that long. It's more of a mile and 16th type of sire. He can go a little bit longer usually with some of his prodigy, but you know that's usually that middle distance is what works for him. So it's 50-50, but here's what I'll say. Bob Baffert entered him in the Arkansas Derby. Bob Baffert doesn't just enter horses and say, we'll just see what happens. Like, he's very, you know, good about, hey, if I'm entering him, I think he can win. So that makes me think that he can go the distance because his trainer thinks he can do it.
Sovereignty is number three on your Kentucky Derby horses. Why?
Yeah, he certainly is one we don't have to worry about the distance. The longer, the better for this horse. He's bred to run all day. He ran in a race last time out called the Fountain of Youth Stakes, and here was the deal. It looked to me like he was up against it. He was going a shorter distance. He was coming off a layoff. I thought he would lose that race. He went ahead and won it, and he won it very impressively with a huge turn of foot. So Sovereignty at number three for me. He's going to run in the Florida Derby. We'll talk about him more in a second. He should be better this week than he was the last time he ran, so he's got a huge upside as we stretch out in distance.
Okay, Aaron, Citizen Bull is two on your list.
Yeah, and then Citizen Bull is just a horse that he is the 2-year-old champion. He came back. He has one race this year. It was a victory. There's just no reason to kind of knock Citizen Bull down yet until he gets beat. He's going to run next weekend. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, he is kind of the de facto, like, leader in the clubhouse, so to speak, for a golf reference of, like, you got to go try to beat him. I do have one horse that I think will eventually come and catch him and beat him. But as of right now, you still got to rank him highly.
Well, I think that one horse is Journalism, who came and beat Barnes from behind. Journalism is number one on your list.
Yeah, and he was so impressive, Patrick, that I had to put him at number one. As a 2-year-old, he won the Los Alamitos Futurity, and that was super impressive, but he didn't beat a whole lot. But you just mentioned it. He beat a horse named Barnes last time out, and it looks like Barnes was going to just kind of run away from this race. He was galloping clear of everybody else. Then here comes Journalism. He's about 5 or 6 lengths behind. And in a blink of an eye, they're even with each other. And another blink, Journalism's left him in the dust. It was the most impressive prep race that I've seen this season, without any doubt. We got to see him do it again. He's going to run next week into the Santa Ana Derby. We'll see what he can do. But as of right now, if he can kind of build off that race and kind of keep that type of form, I think he's going to be awfully tough. So he's number one for me.
All right, there you go. Aaron Halterman with his top five Kentucky Derby horses. I'm going to give you my top five. Now, I'm not the expert like you and Samich, so I'm going to give them quickly, and then you can clown me all you want. Okay, I'm going to start at number five, Cornucopian, who you had on your list. It's Baffert. Baffert is going to be a theme here, people. Lightly raced, but Baffert has done this with Justify, done this with Bodemeister. Just 6 furlongs. Can he stretch out? I got him five. Citizen Bull. Has he faced adversity? 5 starts, 4 wins. Santa Anita Derby, we shall see. That's Baffert. But has he beaten anybody? That's Citizen Bull. Barnes, I have in here just because of the connection to his assistant trainer. It's a little bit of a sentimental pick for me. A 105 in the Bayer, where he did get passed by Journalism, so some very good speed. I threw Barnes 3. Sovereignty, Bill Mott. Hall of Famer. We've interviewed him many times. I know your boys with Bill Mott. Bill Mott's one of the gentlemen of the sport and one of the greatest trainers of all time. First in the Fountain of Youth Sovereignty in the last time out. Were the figures great? Not really. So that's why I've got Journalism, number one. This horse could be a freaking monster. The way down the stretch Journalism passed Barnes, like he was standing still, was he stormed by the horse. And that horse, Barnes, is exquisitely bred. Michael McCarthy, a great trainer. We shall see. But right now, Journalism with a bullet, number one. Go ahead, clown my list, Halterman.
I can't clown it much. I think Barnes is a tad overrated just because I think he's kind of, his workouts haven't been quite as good since getting beat by journalism. Patrick, I think you made a really good point about journalism that I didn't when it comes to Barnes. Barnes looked home free. And like, when do you see a Bob Baffert horse that looks like a beast turning for home get run down by another horse? That was the thing that really impressed me. When they turned for home, my kind of thought process was journalism's going to run a good second, and that's a really good starting off point. And then, like you said, he showed another, like, a beast mode, right? Where it's like, no, oh. I'm not running second to anybody. I'm going to catch this horse. I don't care who it is. And you mentioned it again. Barnes, while I think Barnes is a really good horse, just kind of the rumors I've heard about Barnes is he might not be working quite as well. He might be a little discouraged. That happens to horses when they get beat after they run what they feel like is their top effort and they get beat. They kind of regress a bit. It takes a while. That could be what's going on with him. But no clowning for me. I think you've got a pretty solid list.
Look, Aaron Halterman and Mike Somich are the experts here. VSiN at the Track. I'm just a fan. When you were talking about journalism down the stretch, I got excited. Like these when a horse makes a run, Arrowgate and Justify, when they make that run, your boy gets the tingle down there. And we got the chat bumping. But first, let me tell you, betting on sports, why not try the races? First Bet, the best partner here at VSiN. First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of horse races every single day from top tracks around the United States, around the world. Sign up at firstbet.com. That's firstbet.com. That's number one, stbet.com. Use the promo code VSIN200 to claim 20% rebate for your first 60 days up to $200. Now, it's what I use. It's what Aaron uses. It's what we prefer at VSIN. It's number one, stbet.com. All right. So we do have Somich's list for VSIN at the Tracks. We can throw it up on the way to break. And I just want people in the chat and on VSIN proper to marinate on the list. Now, here's the thing. Somich is a pain in the ass. If we're completely being honest, he's a know-it-all. He is, along with Aaron and Jared at Racing Dudes, he is one of the most respected horse handicappers in the United States. That goes without question. And you know how I know that? Because he tells me. So his, where did I lie, Halterman? Where did I lie?
I was going to jump in and say that exact thing. I don't see the lie, Patrick. I think you're spot on with this one.
But he does have an impressive top five. We'll do this. When we come back, we'll run it quickly, look ahead to this weekend's races, which are ridiculously exciting, including the Arkansas Derby, where Halterman will be. He does have a horse on his list just as a tease that I have in mind that Halterman does not have in his. So we'll get to that in just a bit. Also, the chat right now, the chat's going crazy. Smitty, yeehaw. Yeehaw indeed, Smitty. Better Boss, where's the love for Flying Mohawk? We can talk about that horse coming back. Let's see. Kevin B. Patrick is my new favorite because of Barnes. I love Barnes. Robert Moreno, Cornucopian, is the Halterman of the bedroom. Fast to start and quick, early to finish. We're back. VSiN at the Tracks.
Kentucky Derby, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN at the Track, so I did not get my invite to the Arkansas Derby with Aaron Halterman, of course, Mike Somich. He's away for a week. He'll be back. I'm Patrick Maher as we welcome you back, VSiN at the Track, the road to the Kentucky Derby. I did not get an invite from my family there, Aaron Halterman, so I'm thinking maybe Steve Cohen is at his crib down in Florida. We'll go to the Florida Derby, which we're going to preview coming up here in just a bit. We are, of course, VSiN at the Track, streaming live on Fridays, 2:15 Eastern time on our VSiN YouTube channel. That's at VSiN Live. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you spread the word. We appreciate that. Replays of the program Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern on VSiN proper, which is tremendous. Tremendous for the sport of horse racing. You'll love to see it. It's a sport that you've been trumpeting for many, many years at racingdudes.com. Now the collision doesn't get any better. Caracow, he said, a Tappet with mental issues? Wow, so rare. So we should talk about that. Tappet is probably the best sire of the last 20 years, but he definitely gives birth to children that are crazy.
Yeah, more than any other horse, right? And so listen, horses sometimes, especially thoroughbreds, they can be a little bit wild, but he consistently will give ones that's just like it's 50-50 or even maybe worse than that, that they're going to be a little bit crazy. But you're right, he's an unbelievable sire. They keep going to him because he's thrown some unbelievable horses. But yeah, you got to work on him. They usually get a little bit better with age. It usually takes a few races, even for the well-behaved ones. It'll take a few races before they kind of realize, okay, I know what I'm doing here. And that's what it is. When we say like a horse is wild or he's not well-behaved, it's more of just like they don't understand their job quite yet, right? They don't know why they're actually out there. And so that's what Sandman and Mini Tappets, that's what they're trying to work through.
And also, we should explain to new viewers of VSiN at the Track, and if you're new to the sport of horse racing, first go to ExpressBet, sign up, and bet it. You'll have the time of your life. I started about 15 years ago, and I've been hooked ever since. But also understand this. These are three-year-olds that are going to run in the Kentucky Derby. And if you kind of extrapolate three-year-olds as horses to humans, that's essentially a senior in high school. So that's very important to understand. These are very precocious and not necessarily fully matured animals quite yet.
Yeah, and that's the big trick of the Kentucky Derby. Kind of what I said, about when we were talking about this year's crop versus last year. Last year's crop, Sierra Leone won the Breeders' Cup Classic. Fierceness won a race called the Travers, and the Jim Dandy was second in the Breeders' Cup Classic. You know, Forever Young went over and won the Saudi Cup, which is the richest race in the world. They were all in the Kentucky Derby, but to your point, they were like seniors, juniors in high school that weren't developed. They developed once they graduated, basically, is what we're saying. Where this year, it feels like we've got that senior that's maybe LeBron James, right? Where we knew when he was a senior in high school, he was going to be a stud. So that's kind of the difference, and that's what you see year from year and how things can kind of change and why it is a little bit different every year. And it is based on we're at that point where it's kind of make or break as far as their development goes.
Okay, Aaron Halterman, the prep races, the grade ones, it's getting serious. We talked about the Arkansas Derby. Now let's get to the Florida Derby done at Gulfstream. A grade one, historically, I think you could say maybe the most important stepping stone to the Kentucky Derby. You could argue it. Of course, Mage, who won the Kentucky Derby, finished second in this race. When I first just say Florida Derby, what stands out to you about the actual race itself?
I think you hit the nail right on the head, as it is the premier prep on the East Coast. So for example, Todd Pletcher, one of the best trainers on the East Coast, his best horse is always going to run in the Florida Derby. You think of a horse like Audible, who was third to our horse Justify in the Kentucky Derby. Well, he was a really good horse. He just wasn't as good as Justify. If he wasn't born the same year as Justify, he would have won. You think of like a Maximum Security, who won this race. He got DQ'd, but he crossed the wire first. We're talking about recent Kentucky Derby horses that have come out of this. So it is the premier prep on the East Coast. It's where most of those East Coast trainers, like Bill Mott, who's on the East Coast, this is where he wants to send his absolute best horses. So you're getting the best from the East when you look at the Florida Derby, and that's why it's been so productive over the years.
Well, we had our buddy Sharp Betts Co. in the chat at VSiN Live talk about a horse that's in this race with Mike Smith up. 7-2, Matiquette Road. Let's start there and then start breaking down the actual field for the Florida Derby.
Yeah, if you want to start with Matiquette Road, I think that the positives with Matiquette Road is he really doesn't ever run poorly. Like, he's hitting the board when he's not winning. Really, I can only point to, other than his first race, only one other race where I thought that wasn't great. Like, I didn't think he ever really had a chance. So, consistent horse, Baffert, you know, on his side, that's good as well. Here's a stat on Baffert, though. He's 0-8 when sending horses here to Gulfstream Park for the Florida Derby. So he hasn't had a lot of success. This is not something he usually does. He did it this year because he has a ton of horses, and he's got to run them somewhere, and he doesn't want to run them on top of each other for this last prep. So he kind of sent him here. You're not getting Bob Baffert's best horse in this spot. So that's kind of the thing. Do you think Bob Baffert's B or C string horse can go win the Florida Derby? That's why I say no. But I do think there's a little bit of talent there with Matiquette Road.
Number 10, Sovereignty. I had him 2 on my top 5. You had him on your top 5. Samich had him on his top 5. It's Bill Mott. He's a legend. First in the Fountain of Youth. Sovereignty, obviously 8-5, the favorite here. Do you have Sovereignty winning the Florida Derby?
I just couldn't not. So you talk about Bill Mott, and I know you've had him on your show several times, and you know as well as I know, You called him the gentleman of horse racing, and I think that's very accurate. There's not a more honest guy in racing than Bill Mott. I can say that with pure confidence. I love the guy. He was sitting there 1 minute or 2 minutes before the Fountain of Youth. They interviewed him on TV, and he said, look, I love Sovereignty. I think he's a nice horse. This is not his race today. He's coming off of a layoff. We haven't seen him in 4 or 5 months. He needs this race. I think he's going to run well, but I'm not sure if this race is one he can win. He goes off and wins. So that shows me right there. Bill Mott was kind of telling you he's maybe 70, 80%, Patrick, and he still won that race. So what's he look like now? Because Bill Mott is an excellent horseman. And what I mean by that, he looks at the Derby, Kentucky Derby I'm talking about, and he works backwards from it. So this race, he'll be a little bit better than he was last race. And then the Derby, that's when you'll see his absolute best. But for Florida Derby, I think he's going to be ultra tough. I've got him winning this one.
Okay, if you're betting the Florida Derby, First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of horse races every single day from top tracks across the U.S. and around the world. Sign up at firstbet.com. That's the number one, ST.com. Use the promo code VSiN200. That's very important. You claim a 20% rebate for your first 60 days up to $200. You can turn that $200 into something special, people. Head over to firstbet.com today. The rest of the field, Aaron Holterman, the Florida Derby. Do you see a surprise in the mix?
I think the number four Disruptor is a big time candidate to surprise. So he's kind of like Cornucopia, and he has an extra race. So he's only raced twice. He's, he's trained by Todd Pletcher. You know, if anybody's kind of comparable to Bob Baffert, it would be Todd Pletcher. Here's the deal. He debuted on Pegasus World Cup Day. That's one of the richest races in our country for the older horses. Well, they had Disruptor debuted in a maiden special weight there, and everybody said he was going to romp, and he was not good in that race. He came back in his next start, and everybody said, give him one more chance. Give him one more chance. We don't know what happened in that debut race. He's going to be better. He comes back, and he looked like the hyped horse that we thought he was going to be. He was excellent. He absolutely dominated that field. Now, again, just like Cornucopian, you're jumping from a maiden special weight to a grade one race. That's very, very tough to do. But he's got talent. It may not be Saturday, but I think down the road, you better keep an eye on Disruptor. I think he's a pretty good horse to keep an eye on.
Disruptor, the biggie of horse racing. Baby, give me one more chance. That's the Arkansas Derby preview, the Florida Derby preview. Aaron Holterman, of course. Now, remember, Bluegrass, Santa Anita, Wood Memorial, UAE Derby, that's all coming up, and this is exciting. VSiN at the Track has two shows next week. So we've got our regular Friday program, which streams live at VSiN Live on YouTube, 2:15 East, and then, of course, replay Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern Time on VSiN. And then we're going to be live. Then we're going to be live right here at VSiN Live for the Santa Anita Derby, which is my favorite race of the year. I'm biased because I'm right down the road from where it's run, Aaron.
Yeah, and it's exciting this year. It could be it's going to be a short field, but it could be just a star-studded field. So just like, you know, my Arkansas Derby, your Santa Anita Derby, it's kind of the race to watch next weekend. I'm excited for it as well.
It absolutely is. Well, first off, as you can tell, I was super excited to do the program today. Sorry if I was too excited, but thank you for having me, Aaron. I'm sure we'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, I love the excitement. We got to sell the fight, man, because this is awesome. We got even more people involved, and no better time than right now to get involved in it.
Like I said, this is your home for horse racing as we lead up to May 3rd in the Kentucky Derby. Post your comments at VSiN Live. Hit us up with a sub and a thumbs up over there. Matt Deutsch, great job. Isaiah Wrinkle, great job. Again, make sure you spread the word. Fridays, 2:15 East, and we're going to be live on Santa Anita Derby Day coming up next Saturday, replaying Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.